This is SDPB News. I'm Jeremy Ludeman. Workers from a South Dakota National Weather Service Bureau are helping officials track wind patterns that could be assisted with Hurricane Irma. The current Category 5 storm is east of Florida. Aberdeen meteorologist Kelly Sayre says her equipment can detect possible hurricane pattern shifts thousands of miles from the storm.
Even though we are a great distance from the hurricane and the hurricane itself won't be impacting South Dakota in any way, the way we can help from a distance is to launch extra weather balloons each day. And what happens is all the data from those weather balloons gets input into the weather models, which help us forecast the different weather patterns that are occurring.
Sayre says under normal conditions, people from the local office launch 2 weather balloons per day. She says they're launched at the same time around the world. Sayre says the information is collected 17 miles above the Earth's surface by a device called a radio sonde. That instrument transmits the information to the Weather Bureau office for distribution. Department of Corrections officials say South Dakota's 2-year-old juvenile reform initiative appears to be working. Incarceration rates for juveniles has dropped by more than 50% in those 2 years. State Juvenile Services Director Christy Bunkers says crime rates haven't necessarily decreased, but methods of working with offenders have gotten a shift in focus.
The overall intent of the reform was to really reserve out-of-home placement for youth who present a public safety threat, not just for young people who have service needs. The intent was to expand our community-based options for children so they can remain in the custody of their families and they can receive evidence-based services in the community.
Bunker says the new programs treat the root cause of juvenile issues and allow entire families to get involved in caring for youth. You're with listener-supported South Dakota Public Broadcasting.